It is World Tourism Day, and we've been invited by Destia to join them here today. Of course, celebrating World Tourism Day. It's the national celebration of World Tourism Day, and I have wonderful guests joining me in the studio. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful. I do have the information of my guest. But first, let's see who we have here. Good morning. It's Dr. Mbulelo Nkweku. Am I right? Sir, welcome. You may take your mask off. Thank you for observing our protocol this morning.
No, thank you very much. Good morning.
Clarence is beautiful today.
Very beautiful weather, beautiful town, and we hope that all our visitors are enjoying themselves.
What is today's aim? Why are we here, and what do you and your department want to communicate today?
Look, I think tourism has been one of those sectors that has been hard hit by the pandemic, and as we all know, all the regulations restricted international travel and, you know, last year even local travel. Now, our message is that South Africa is open for business. Our key markets, international markets, we are saying to all our visitors they must continue visiting the country. But also we are focusing on domestic tourism now, where we are saying let's enjoy our country, let's travel around. And yesterday we were with a group of visitors from other provinces, and they quite enjoyed themselves around Clarence. Some of them went to Kwakwa in Mononsa, they did hiking there, and some people are beginning to discover that there's more to do in this country and in this province specifically.
There really is a lot going on. There's also a double-decker bus, which yes, looks like a lot of fun to see the scenic beauty of Clarence. But what is your recovery plan for tourism in the Free State?
Look, as I said, there's a tourism recovery plan that is part of the broader economic recovery and reconstruction plan that was announced by the president. And Part of what we are doing is to try to focus on the domestic tourism, to say let's start opening up, let's start making sure that all product owners are ready for local visitors. And of course, we'll continue marketing the country abroad. The South African Tourism, which is the entity of the National Department of Tourism, has unveiled a plan where there will be focusing on the international markets to explain, what the situation is in South Africa in terms of vaccinations and so forth. So I think it's a two-pronged approach. We're focusing on the domestic market, but also broadly on our traditional international markets like your UK, Germany, the US, and so forth, to say we are open for business. And we hope that the more we get those tourists, our products will begin to recover. As you can see now in Clarence, we were interviewing a few product owners here in Clarence yesterday, and they were saying this was a bumper weekend, the best that it has ever been. And we see it elsewhere in the country, in Mpumalanga, in many other places. We are getting these reports that we are beginning to see those green shoots of the recovery in the sector.
Dr. Mbulelo Nkweku joining me this morning on Mid Morning Magic, HOD of the Free State Department of Economics, Small Business Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs. Now you've heard it, your invite. Your weekend plans should include the Free State and our beautiful local tourism economy. Thank you for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you very much. I hope your listeners will start exploring the Free State and make sure that they vaccinate.
Absolutely. Mid-morning magic made possible by Kloppers Bloemfontein. It is the sound of your life.